Penguin Audio presents 100 Summers by Beatrice Williams. Read by Kathleen McInerney. Ah, love, let us be true to one another. For the world, which seems to lie before us like a land of dreams, so various, so beautiful, so new, hath really neither joy, nor love, nor light, nor certitude, nor peace, nor help for pain. And we are here as on a darkling plain, swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night. Matthew Arnold, Dover Beach, 1867. 1. Route 5, 10 miles south of Hanover, New Hampshire, October, 1931. 112 miles of curving pavement lie between the entrance gates of Smith College and the Dartmouth football stadium, and Budgie drives them as she does everything else, hell for leather. The leaves shimmer gold and orange and crimson against a brilliant blue sky, and the sun burns unobstructed overhead, teasing us with a false sense of warmth. Budgie has decreed we drive with the top down, though I am shivering in the draft, huddled inside my wool cardigan, clutching my hat. She laughs at me. You should take your hat off, honey. You remind me of my mother holding onto her hat like that, like it's the end of civilization if someone sees your hair. She has to shout the words, with the wind gusting around her. It's not that, I shout back. It's because my hair, released from the enveloping dark wool felt cloche, will expand into a western tumbleweed, while Budgie's sleek little curls only whip about artfully before settling back in their proper places at journey's end. Even her hair conforms to Budgie's will. But this explanation is far too complicated for the thundering draft to tolerate. So I swallow it all back, pluck the pins out of my hat, and toss it on the seat beside me. Budgie reaches forward and fiddles with the radio dials. The car, a nifty new Ford V8, has been equipped with every convenience by her doting father and presented to her a month ago as an early graduation present. 9 months early, to be exact, because he, in his trust and blindness, wants her to make use of it during her last year at Smith. You should get out and have some fun, Buttercup, he told her, beaming. You college girls study too hard, all work and no play. He dangled the keys before her. Are you sure, Daddy? Budgie asked, eyes huge and round, like Betty Boop's. No, really, it's the truth. I was standing right there. We've been friends since we were born, only 2 months apart, she at the beginning of summer and me at the end. Our families summer together at the same spot in Rhode Island and have done so for generations. She's dragged me along with her this morning on the basis of that friendship, that ancient tie, though we don't really run in the same circles at college, and though she knows I have no interest in football. The Ford makes a throaty roar as she accelerates into a curve, swallowing the scratchy voices from the radio. I grasp the door handle with one hand and the seat with another. Budgie laughs again. Come on, honey. I don't want to miss the warm-ups. The boys get so serious once the game starts. Or something like that. The wind carries away 2 words out of 3. I look out the side and watch the leaves hurry by, the height of the season, while Budgie chatters on about boys and football. As it turns out, we have missed the warm-ups, and most of the first quarter as well. The streets of Hanover are empty, the stadium entrance nearly deserted. A distant roar spills over the brick walls, atop the muffled notes of a brass band. Budgie pulls the car up front, on a grassy verge next to a sign that says no parking, and I
Sample complete. Ready to continue?